Kamala Harris' first solo interview with local Pennsylvania reporter turns into disaster. By Wendell Hasebo on September 13, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris, during her second interview on Friday since joining the race, undermined her record in the Biden-Harris administration by stating the administration's policies are not fit for the 21st century. Harris faces a conundrum. She cannot campaign on policies to fix crime, inflation, and border security without undermining the Biden-Harris administration's policies. But she must tout the administration's policies to validate her record and candidacy. Speaking with Brian Taff of Philadelphia's Action News 6 ABC, as the Harris campaign promised she would Thursday after she was slammed for failing to answer questions during Tuesday's debate, Harris suggested she has a fresh approach with new ideas for the current moment. I wonder if there are one or two spots, policy areas or approaches where you would say I'm a different person than Joe Biden? Asked Taff. My approach is about new ideas, new policies that are directed at the current moment. And also, to be very honest with you, my focus is very much in what we need to do over the next 10-20 years to catch up to the 21st century, Harris replied. I'm obviously not Joe Biden, and you know, I offer a new generation of leadership, she said, providing examples that the Biden-Harris administration failed to achieve, such as helping citizens achieve the American dream. And so, for example, thinking about developing and creating an opportunity economy where it's about investing in areas that really need a lot of work, and maybe focusing on, again, the aspirations and the dreams, but also just recognizing that at this moment in time, some of the stuff we could take for granted years ago, we can't take for granted anymore. For example, another plan that I have that is a new approach is to expand the child tax credit to $6,000 for young families for the first year of their child's life, because that is obviously a very critical stage of development of a child, and a lot of young parents need the help to buy a car seat or a crib or clothes for their kids. Taff also asked Harris how she would go about bringing down prices and making life more affordable for people. Harris responded with the same rehearsed answer she used in the debate. I grew up a middle-class kid, Harris replied, again ignoring the question. As Breitbart News reported, Harris's claim is mostly false. Harris grew up with an affluent Canadian upbringing, growing up in Westmount. When asked what she understands former President Donald Trump's appeal to be and how do you speak to his voters about it, Harris delivered a word salad and did not answer the question directly. I, based on experience and in a lived experience, know in my heart, I know in my soul, I know that the vast majority of us as Americans have so much more in common than what separates us, she rambled. And I also believe that I am accurate in knowing that most Americans want a leader who brings us together as Americans, and not someone who professes to be a leader who is trying to have us point our fingers at each other. Let's bring everybody together, she said. Harris lastly said she wants to ban guns. I feel very strongly that it is consistent with the Second Amendment and your right to own a gun to say that we need an assault weapons ban, she said. They're literally tools of war. We're not taking anybody's guns away, she added in the same breath. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.